You know the actor Kit Harington?
Who's that?
He's a Game of Thrones actor.
Is he famous?
He's English, yes, he's famous.
I've never heard of him.
Did you hear the actor Kit Harington's digs against Belfast on American TV? The actor who plays Jon Snow in Game of Thrones was on a chat show late night with Seth Meyers. He was asked about staying in Belfast when filming here.
One thing that doesn't seem fair or exciting for you is there's a lot of incredible locations for the show. Croatia, Spain this year. You have not been, your part isn't in the nice places.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So you've spent a lot of time in Belfast.
A lot of time in Belfast.
And what would you, what would you say to the traveler going to Belfast, for the tourist going to Belfast?
It's wonderful for 2 or 3 days.
Gotcha. And you've been there for years.
5 years.
Yes.
No, I have to be careful what I say, because it's...
Oh, I wouldn't worry about people from Belfast.
They celebrate 3 things, which is having the most bombed hotel in Europe.
Have you ever stayed there?
Yeah, many times.
Okay, good.
It's reassuring. And they built the Titanic, which is a ship that sunk on its maiden voyage.
Yeah.
And now they have Game of Thrones, the most depressing TV show in history. So it's wonderful.
Yeah, depressing tourism. One man's sending out the right message about our wee place, isn't he? Who is this man? Brendan Mulgrew with us this morning, and the businesswoman Emma Bricknell. Morning to you, Brendan. Morning, Emma.
Hi.
Good morning, good morning. What do you think of that, Brendan? Slagging Belfast off. Big time. Is it warranted, though?
I wouldn't be so worried about this actor, Kit, whatever his surname is. He was on the American late night chat show. He's clearly trying to impress his audience. Him and the chat show host trying to be funny. I don't think they're very funny. I think he stopped his lines a wee bit. But the most important thing is, Stephen, is that he's wrong. He's wrong about Belfast, and he's sending out the wrong message about Belfast. And I think that's what we should concentrate on, rather than having a go at him or attacking him for having the audacity to say what he said. But if he's factually wrong, look around Belfast, and there's a lot more to it than Europa and his Game of Thrones TV series, and of course Titanic. I think that's what we should call
it. But he also, I know you don't want to have a go at him, but he knew what he was doing, Brendan. He's on a massive, massive TV show in America, and he's essentially saying Belfast as a whole.
Well, exactly. He knew what he was doing, and between him and Seth Meyers, they had a little line mapped out that they're retaking from Belfast, the history that goes to this place. If people want to have a laugh at that, I'm not too bothered. But he's wrong when he said about Belfast. I've got friends who are here from London this week on their Easter break, and they're telling me they're not here for long enough to do all the things that is here on offer for them. And look at the week in which he chose to make his remarks. The kids are off school. The sun is shining. This looks brilliant. There's lots to do in Belfast. There's a heck of a lot more than the 3 things that Kit is at Arlington that he had to talk about. And that's the important message. We're a lot better than that.
Well, Emma, you took your business out of Belfast. What do you think of this?
Well, I haven't taken it out yet. I think the guy's being a bit harsh. There are more than 3 things to do, but generally I have to say, again, the individuals, the people in the Parliament, the Stormont, the government, and the council, bigging up Belfast, we still need more things to do here, okay? And it's like potty syndrome. A council's one thing, expects a round of applause. We do need a lot more things to do here. We still do. We dramatically need to look at, and once again, those licensing hours, licenses with regards to hotels. We need more markets here. We need our Sunday trading hours done. So we get up on the weekend, have things to do. And yes, the sun's shining today. We all know. But in a couple of days, it'll change again and become the rainy island it is. And we laugh. But I mean, we do need more stuff here. And London's not been here for long enough. But will you get repeat custom? Probably not. Or will people come back to Belfast? There still isn't enough to do here.
I know he was saying it tongue in cheek, this guy, Kit Harington, but. Well, he said there's something to do in Belfast for about 3 or 4 days, and that's it. Has he got a point?
Any city and a small weekend. I mean, there's guides out there for, Paris, 48 hours. It depends how long going up the north coast is beautiful, the other parts of Northern Ireland, and going south of Ireland, the Republic of Ireland, but...
Him saying that there's plenty to do for 3 or 4 days or 2 or 3 days, I'm not sure what the internal marketing strategies are of the tourist board, but are we looking to attract us here for a week or a fortnight at a time? Maybe to Northern Ireland as a whole or to Ireland as a whole. But most cities you do go to for a 2 or 3 day break, and there's certainly plenty of stuff to do for 2 or 3 days. And if you take yourself off to the River Lag and up to Black Mountain or Dennis Mountain, you can easily spend a week in Belfast. There's plenty of exciting stuff. Our wonderful theatres that we have, the Mac and the Lyric Theatre, I saw stuff online yesterday about the nighttime holiday, but I don't think we can be criticised keep the Easter stuff out of it. You can't criticize our nighttime economy. It's not a weekend. Belfast is bubbling at nighttime. But your restaurant is at a Hill Street Cathedral.
Yeah, but it's not for how long? For how the pubs close at once. The rest of the UK and Europe have licenses you go into 3, 4, 6 in the morning, and yet we have to stop at 1 o'clock, and in Bath again at 12 o'clock. And this is someone that lives here. This is not just a tourist. He's speaking to someone that's been living here. And I'm saying, as someone that lives here as well, there's still not enough going on in Northern Ireland that should be compared to other places. We need to look at markets. We need more markets in the city centre. We need more living spaces for urbanised, open green spaces in the city centre. You know, we need a hotel licence interchange as well. You know, I'm saying, as someone that lives here, this gentleman is living here. What is it, 5 years he's been here filming, apparently, or...?
Yeah.
Well, he's been living here 5 years. I think he films 2 months, two or 4 months of each year. So maybe he's choosing to spread the rest of the calendar.
Well, maybe if he was better, he would stay here. Maybe if he's better, he would stay here. So, you know, there's more things going on.
But every city can get better, and every region can get better.
Of course they can, but we're not on a path to other cities. This is the argument. Why do we keep pushing ourselves and appraising and clapping ourselves how great we are? Other cities have more going on. We need to...
As opposed to what?
Claiming 30 years of troubles, wars.
Should we be doing ourselves down? Should we be doing ourselves down all the time and saying how awful?
No, we shouldn't, but it's applauding ourselves every small step we take. We need giant steps. We need big steps. We're paying people to improve this country, this city, and they need to take bigger steps.
And we do.
That's what I'm saying. And a lot of people are saying the same thing as me. A lot of people are. I'm not the only one.
We do take big steps. Last year we had the Euro here. It was a huge step. We had the end of the year. We did huge steps. We spent a lot of money on theatres like the Mac and on Titanic Bell. Those are huge steps. Why on earth would we not applaud those steps and tell the world all about those things? Of course you
should. How is opening a theatre a big step? How is opening a theatre a big step? Another city step to a four. Seriously, like, where I'm saying, one thing we need in the city centre is more markets. We need fashion markets, food markets. Change the Sunday licensing and change the license. Look at Easter. We had tourists after tourists coming in who didn't know what to do because, you know, the bars, the drinking licensing, that's one thing we could change. We could change overnight, and yet we have dossier after dossier, meeting after meeting, at our cost. We're paying MLAs at our cost to do this. It's a simple thing to change. We could change only trading hours by next week. We want a market in Cathedral Quarter. We would love a market down there with live music and things on a Sunday going on. It's still not changed.
Well, I agree that there are things that we could change. But at the same time, we shouldn't look away from... I think we're now heading into probably the Cathedral Quarter Arts Festival. In fact, Belfast is a festival all year round. It's a 12-month calendar of festivals. There are things to do. There are events to cater for all tastes. Open air events in Boucher Road, in Belsonic, in the Custom House Square. Belfast is a city with plenty of concert tourists. There's no doubt about that. And we're in a much better place than we were even 5 years ago. Never mind your
absolutely. Back. Absolutely. And I'm not knocking that. And I think that's fantastic.
But you are knocking it.
Morning, Robert.
Good morning. People do leave with a positive appreciation of Northern Ireland, but until we get rid of all the Bible thumpers,